Well, now, here we are, and it's February. Only just, but it's February 2024. And the news is out that Ukraine is to get European Union funding. And that's comforting for Ukraine, because its backs are against the wall. It's in a tough position. Mind you, it's not as much as the news headlines would suggest, because it's 50 billion over 4 years. Let's put that in context. So that means all the European countries are giving sort of just over 10 billion euros, about 10 billion pounds. Britain is giving a couple of billion pounds all by itself. Ukraine was dreaming of a massive 50, 60 billion from the United States. But that's a daydream because of what? Because Congress is blocking it. And there doesn't seem much of a way around that. Let's try and put this in perspective. What's the annual government spending of Britain is around 1,200 billion pounds, 1,500 billion euros. So it's a lot. It's a lot of money. It'll buy a lot of bombs. But what? Ukraine, nonetheless, confronts a grim 2024. The battle is stalemated. Attacks are persistent on both sides. Persistent Ukrainian attacks on Russia, persistent Russian attacks on Ukraine. But there has been little change in the front lines, really. In the past year, there's been no major Ukraine offensive, no major Russian offensive that has made a difference. Plenty and plenty and plenty of Russians and Ukrainians have died. And it's the old men now on the battlefront in Ukraine. Terrible, really. The death toll is massive. And we will fight until the last Ukrainian. We will stand with Ukraine until there's nobody left to stand there. I mean, one thing is clear. It's going to be a tough year for Ukraine. There are no possibilities of peace talks as things stand. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that there was no desire amongst NATO allies or the US itself to end the war in Ukraine. Well, that's right. There isn't, really. There are no significant peace talks at all. The misery is ongoing, of course, but we're not going to tolerate peace talks. Not if any concessions are to be made, and we can't have any concessions. Russia is digging its heels, but I mean, Putin also a couple of weeks ago said that Russia would never be forced to abandon the gains it's made. Well, it's election year for Putin. Election year for everybody, isn't it? For Britain, for America. Not that Putin need care about his elections, but it won't willingly abandon the gains it's made. It may have to make concessions, however, in regard to the Donbass the day peace comes. Of course, there is a form of peace that amounts to a non-peace, like the peace between India and Pakistan, a kind of line of control. And that may be the likely outcome for Ukraine, if nothing can be done. And what are the Russians doing? The Russians, I mean, everybody's dug in now. The war will, it's winter, but the war will restart in earnest once we get past Easter, won't it? And then the killing will continue, and many more Russian and Ukrainian young men, old men will die. The Russians are, of course, waiting for President Joe Biden to go and be replaced by President Donald Trump. And it is their dream that when that happens, their troubles will be at an end. And in some degree, they will, because Trump has made it clear that he's not going to support ongoing war in Ukraine. Whether he's going to push peace talks, he might do. I don't know. You can never tell with Trump, but he likes Russia. Whatever. 1 year from now, the U.S. will have a new president, and it'll be President Donald Trump. Oh, you think he might lose? Dream on. Just wise up. Smell the manure. It's coming. It's not an if or but. Goodness sake, wake up. Donald Trump is going to win the next U.S. election. I mean, if that's not self-evident to you, then I don't know what planet you live on. So where? And all the court cases in the world are not going to stop that. It's interesting, though, that Viktor Orban, the Hungarian prime minister, caved in to pressure from the other EU leaders. What does that mean? It means they bribed him to get their big package of aid for Ukraine through. I wonder what the bribe was. But I don't imagine he would have done anything without a major concession. I mean, he was hold up with the Germans and the Italians and the French, and they just put the squeeze on him, or at least made him an offer he couldn't refuse, because he was blocking the EU aid for Ukraine. So it'd be interesting to know what they said to him. Anyway, they made concessions, clearly. He'll be smiling. I'm not sure Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky is smiling, though. It's just not enough. It's not going to get them out of the jam that they are in. So what? I mean, both sides face historic challenges. Ukraine has aging forces. It's difficult to recruit new personnel. And it's having, this war is having a severe impact on Russia. The Russian stance has hardened, by the way. I think that's because they see Trump coming. But they have hardened their attitude. And they're coming out with lines like, NATO can't have advanced bases in Eastern Europe if there's to be peace. Well, that's a lot of nonsense. But Russia is taking a harder stance. There's a subtext to all of this, of course. The whole world no longer cares about Ukraine like it did because of the Gaza war. The Gaza war has taken the focus of the media, taken the focus of the voters, taken the focus of the leaders of the world, and Ukraine is paying the price. Is there anybody that can ride to the rescue? China possibly could be instrumental in facilitating a peaceful resolution of this whole mess. I think China would like to be instrumental. But what? Compromise is difficult. What would be the compromise? The compromise, just to reiterate it, would be some form of autonomy for the Russian-aligned people in eastern Ukraine and surrendering to Russia the Crimean Peninsula. I mean, that's the compromise that's on the cards. It's not a particularly ideal one from anybody's point of view. But compromise, I guess, is essential, unless you have a kind of stalemate peace. It's interesting, isn't it, that in the early days of the war, people like France's President Macron were very active in facilitating steps towards a peace process. Well, Macron is not going to be able to stand again for election. It might be a good time for him to step forward and do something now. Possibly. Would he? I don't know. Macron or China. But somebody needs to take a focus on peace. Or we can just march along, in which case Ukraine needs more training for its soldiers to face the difficulties they face in terms of the battlefield they're having. There are so few of them. There really is nothing else to hope for. Peace or stalemate. Ukraine victory is impossible. Russian victory is impossible. These are not options on the cards. Russia is not strong enough to conquer Ukraine. Ukraine is not strong enough to kick Russia out. So those two options are not options. So peace or stalemate. And the question is, how soon? How many more lives? If stalemate means just a line of control and stopping the war and going to just a Cold War situation. Peace means a negotiated peace. Ukraine, I think, would accept a negotiated peace. Russia would accept a negotiated peace. It would be a hard set of negotiations. But will Britain and America, America certainly won't accept a negotiated peace whilst Biden's in power. But they may under Trump. And of course, we'll have a new leadership in the United Kingdom at that point. And the Labour Party will be ruling UK, Keir Starmer. He's not my flavour of the month. So you have Trump and Keir Starmer and the Anglo-American alliance. Remember how much in the lead the United Kingdom has been on Ukraine when it comes to stiffening everybody's will, right back from the days of Boris Johnson. We are the chief drum beater for war in the United Kingdom. And currently we give more aid than anyone else, including America, by the way. Currently we give, the United Kingdom gives more aid than anyone else in terms of single governments. So of course, if you lump the European money together, then it matches Britain's and goes, and it's more. So where do we go? It would be good to think that there would be a kind of stalemate or a peace. Okay, we're not going to have, we're not in a position for a really effective negotiated peace. It'd be nice to see people like China or France stepping forward to try and discuss peace. But we're not going to see real steps on that for another year. So we've got another year of war. But it would be nice if that war could be phased back a little. I mean, it's impossible for a victory. So let's just phase it back a little, cool it. I mean, Russia and Ukraine are exchanging prisoners. They could actually reduce the attacks on each other and just hold the line for a year until peace talks are possible. Wouldn't that be nice if they just held the line for a year, a line of control, and stopped beating and thumping hell out of each other? I mean, wouldn't that be better for Ukraine and for Russia? Surely. I'd have thought so. What's the point of more killing when neither side is capable of winning? Neither side is capable of winning. So what's the point of just killing so many Russian young men and killing the frontline troops in Ukraine? That's the way it's going, isn't it? I mean, Ukraine's paying a massive cost. Let's just stop for a while. Freeze the line of control. Stop throwing things at each other. Until America becomes willing to see peace talks, Britain becomes willing to see peace talks, just stop. You can't win. Stop. Why not, eh? Would it make sense? You don't have to have peace. Just stop dying. Might as well, wouldn't you say?